up? Welcome to Hey Julie at julieland.com. I am your host for today, Miss Zoe motherfucking Britton, here with Nathan motherfucking Strauss.
That's me.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are
Very
you?
Very nice. I'm doing good. Long time no see.
Yes, I think it's been 3 days.
Three or four?
Who's counting?
I don't know. I get lost. So, who are you?
I'm Nathan Strauss, and I'm a photographer and a videographer for erotic and fetish videos and stills.
Erotic and fetish.
I like to mix it up a little bit.
You do?
Yeah.
Nice. I've just recently worked with you for the first time ever, and I must say it was very fun, very easy too.
I'm pretty easy.
You are.
Don't
You're
tell anybody
slutty.
Though. It's a secret.
Totally super easy. So what are some of your influences with your work?
Influences. I would say a lot of things. I am definitely in a more experimental stuff. I went to school in San Francisco and did a lot of hand processing and more outside the box kind of editing and stuff like that, and came down here and met a bunch of great photographers. Worked with Andrew Blake for a little bit for like, well, not more than a little bit, about 5 years, and just kind of branched off for that. And mostly anything, everything's an influence for me when I look around. So
working for Andrew Blake as long as you did, would you say that was an, like, is he like your mentor? Or
I wouldn't say mentor. I would just say somebody. He's definitely a very good friend, and somebody definitely encouraged me. It could be a mentor, but it wasn't really like a kind of under the wing thing. It was more like kind of like just give me tips and help and stuff, and just being around the way he works is kind of the way I like to work. So we kind of got along that way as well.
So. Nice. Was he cool to work with?
Yes, very cool. Very
awesome.
Laid back. Very simple. That's me.
That's cool.
The times are changing.
So, what makes you happy? What makes you smile?
Smile, smells, visions, thoughts, everything, you know? Like I said, I'm simple. I like to every day try to make something good out of it, you know, or at least bring something nice out of it and not
smells.
Try to get so down.
That's
yeah, I was
smells.
Walking down the street and smell.
LA smells like flowers, doesn't
flowers
it?
Flowers right now, yeah.
It smells beautiful.
In the morning.
Well, in the evening, too.
That's true.
Sometimes. As long as the smog's not too bad. So tell us about your website.
Yeah, I have a website just started. It's NathanStrauss.com. It's NathanStrauss.com. So I just started that at the beginning of the year, and it's mostly dealing with fetish and erotic art with a little twist.
And it has video on it also, right?
Yes, I do video and stills.
Nice. So I'm going to ask you something. Mm. Who are some of your favorite ladies to work with?
My favorite lady? Well, of course you, since I just worked with you.
I love it.
I wanted to work with you for the last 2 years. I butter
Kiss ass.
Definitely. I guess something up my nose. I can't see.
A little brown spot right now.
I would say Justine is also someone I work with a lot. We get along very well.
I love
and
her.
I know you know Justine very well.
I love her.
There's another model, Sapphire Chanel, I work with a lot because she has a great butt and nice big black legs and it's sexy. So
let's talk about Justine.
Mm.
I feel like getting wet right now.
Okay.
So
are you wet?
Not yet, but as soon as we start talking about her, I promise it's going to happen.
Excellent.
I think she is so sexy.
She is.
What has been like one of your favorite shoots with her?
I don't have a favorite. Every time we work together, we just seem to connect. And we just kind of like it's more like hanging out and taking pictures. And she just knows how to pose the way that I like it. She's a very leggy model, and she kind of has the same mind frame as I do. Is kind of fuck it, let's do it, and don't make it all too serious. So I kind of enjoy that.
I believe that she's a sexy beast.
Mm.
That's my theory.
Do you think
theory.
She's a predator?
I do. I like that about her,
yeah.
though.
She's definitely in tune
much.
With her sexuality. It has no problem influxing it on people, I would say.
Yes, it's a well-known fact. She's definitely one of my favorites also. So what do you think of the state of the world of erotica right now?
The state of the world of erotica?
Yeah, like...
Well, it's going through a change like everything. I think now it's definitely people being more open with sex in a weird way, but at the same time, it's being closed down sexually as well. So it's kind of I think it's always been like that. Technology is kind of changing things where people who wouldn't be able to make stuff are now doing it. Someone like myself who has an opportunity to do that. Don't walk up when I'm talking.
I'm not. I'm staying right here, I promise.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the other girl in the room.
Right. Dick.
I don't know what state of erotica is. I mean, that's kind of a broad question. I mean,
it is a broad question. I didn't write that one.
Oh,
just
didn't?
So you know.
Okay.
No, yeah.
I think it has hope.
Let's go back to girls for a second. Okay. Fuck that subject. Who do you want to work with that you have not worked with?
Mostly anybody. It's really intriguing. I'm definitely more in a natural woman. That's more my thing. I'm actually starting to branch, change a little bit. I always try to reinvent myself, but every week it seems like. But I'm definitely doing stuff that's more with amateur girls as well. So I'm not really. I am looking for, like, you know, established models, but I also want to kind of delve into models that aren't so established and kind of more work in their kind of atmosphere than actually put them in my atmosphere. So that's kind of the idea that I'm going to go in.
I think that's a brilliant idea, especially
for amateur.
I probably
just gave it away. Not everyone's going to do that now. And before I can even get the first shoot done, it'll be on the video by tomorrow. Fuck.
Yeah.
Actually, that wasn't really it. So I'm just planting like false, like. You
it's
know.
Okay. We're not live.
Oh, we are? I was told
work your
was
ass
live.
Off next month. For real. So, technically speaking, what kind of equipment do you use? Come on, what's your equipment?
Oh, my camera equipment or? Well, I'm 6 foot and I like to. I'm all like, everything.
Tall,
I'm very I'm very low key. I usually work by myself, so I don't bring a lot of lights. I definitely like natural light or ambient light. I have very simple cameras. I don't use strobes. I don't like the beeping noises of them. They drive me crazy.
That's awesome.
I hate it.
That's the best reason I've ever heard to not use
them. I don't
want
anybody, anything that tells me when I can and cannot pull the trigger on the camera is no friend of mine.
Not your friend. You're not my friend, Strobe.
You are not my friend, Mr. Strobe. And I like hot light. I came from the movie world, so I don't know how to use strobes. I use them once.
Really?
Yeah. It's just not my thing.
They're kind of strange. So, what do you think is good about the adult industry?
What's good
What's
about
good?
The adult industry?
We're gonna be happy.
I think it's good
people.
That people should realize that we're born naked and that we are actually supposed to be naked. We've actually developed this kind of world around us that is about clothing and exterior shows. But what the adult industry does is make some people more accepting of sex, more accepting of nudity, of women or men, have you, whatever you want. And it kind of crosses that line that way. There's a money thing involved as well, but you know, hey, we all have to make a living.
Exactly. We all have to make a living.
So why not do something you want to do? So
that's, you know, that's my point. I love my job. Yeah. There's sure I could do a million different things, but why?
Yeah.
It's way more
Do you feel
fun.
You get judged just by your job, though?
Me?
I'm the interviewer now.
Not much, actually. I don't know. I guess if you see me in real life, I don't look or act or walk or talk or... Well, I mean, I guess I talk like, but, you know. Zoe Britton is who Zoe Britton is.
That's
and
cool.
I'm the first person to say that that is my alter ego. My,
okay.
Yeah.
Names are different. Our names
it's
are very
my superhero.
Good. Exactly.
So, yeah. What do you think is bad in the industry right now?
Bad?
Yeah.
God. There's sometimes I think though it depends on the contextuality. The bad thing I think, to be personal, is it. There's a lot of stuff that's going on that people just, it's just like.
Be personal. That's what the interview's
be
about.
Be personal about the interview. I don't like the fact that all they, I mean, just throwing a girl against a wall and, like, you know, fucking her brains out or doing whatever and not really having a concept. I mean, yeah, it's for masturbation and stuff like that. But I think we're a lot more intellectual than that. At least I think I am. Or maybe I'm just one of the few. But
I think you are too.
You can kind of take things and give them some sort of, like, depth and some sort of, context and just instead of just like masturbating, I don't know, get some production value. I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't like, you know. I don't go into the porn world to learn for the porn world. I came here to teach the porn world something.
I like that outlook, actually. I like it a lot. That's a good one. Do you think film is bland?
Do I think what?
The film, X-rated films, porns, do you think that they're kind of bland?
Well, that's a general statement. I mean, there's some great stuff out there, and there's some really bad stuff out there.
What do you think is great?
I think stuff that's great is like Drive that we worked on. Andrew Blake's stuff is great. You know, there's other stuff.
I was on Drive.
I know.
I was there.
I was too.
I don't remember you being there.
I was the guy running around you while you're naked.
I don't remember anybody being there, in all honesty, except for me and Dick and Sean. What's her name?
Justine. Who's a Shauna girl?
That girl. I don't know. No, I was going to say Sherry, actually, but I forgot her name.
Sorry, I'll make you edit all this.
The photographer, because those were the only four people that I saw.
I think you were blindfolded, weren't you?
I was blindfolded.
And
Dick Avery blindfolded me, so those were the last three people I saw.
I remember very well. He was very giddy when that happened. That was one of the terms. Was like he said, "I tie up Zoe."
Well, can we just
all we're gonna Rochambeau?
Let's just hash this out right here now. That was my first hardcore girl on girl scene. Did you know that?
I heard about it. Didn't we just pick you up from the airport? Like, didn't you fly in? We drove.
No,
you in,
like, I moved. Naked, like, 20 minutes. I showed up in a U-Haul earlier that freaking day. I moved from Austin, Texas, to Los Angeles that freaking day and went straight onto set. While my best friend unpacked my house to do a girl-girl scene with Justine Jolie. Yeah, I actually was very nervous. Terrified.
Yeah, it came across while you're supposed to be captive anyway, so.
I guess so. It helped me play the role.
It's good you're blindfolded because everyone else for 5 minutes was naked in front of you.
What was your role on the movie?
I was director of photography along with another director of photography. Carlos Sanchez or Dirty Sanchez. I don't remember his name.
That's his porn name. We can just call him Dirty Sanchez.
We just call him Sanchez. Che.
Awesome. So how did you like working with Dick? I think he's the dick.
I like working with Richard.
I call him Dick.
I worked with him quite a bit, actually.
It's fun. We've
collaborated
dick.
A little bit on a lot of projects. Just say Dick.
Yes.
I don't like working with Dick because I don't like working with Dick.
Gotcha.
This is my dick. It's okay. But then usually the camera's not running unless it's some sort of like side project that you guys have no idea about.
Uh-oh.
You guys see about my website Dick in Hand?
Those are the things we want to know about.
That's a different name. This is Nathan Strauss interview. That's a whole other. That's John Schlong.
So Drive was cool and you had a part in mm-hmm. in the production of Drive. Let's talk about Vignette.
Vignette, yes. What do you want to know about Vignette? Vignette is
your movie.
My debut DVD.
Your baby.
That movie I just released. Yeah, it's about a sexual exploration, I would say, with perversion.
I love perversion.
Me too. Actually, it's something that keeps the world going around, I think. It started off just being more like I was just doing something to kind of like show my work, and while I was building it, to kind of show, I'm like, well, why don't I just make a some sort of idea of a contextual movie that I can put together, and that's how Vignette kind of came into, which is actually vignettes, which is all small short films that I kind of placed in order to get across some sort of idea that I had in my head, and hopefully some people get that from it. I don't know.
Who are some of the girls that are in Vignette?
There's Kelly Marie, there is Maria Menendez, Sapphira Chanel, Eternal Bliss, and Maxine were in my film Vignette.
The only one I am aware of is Kelly, but she is totally hot.
She's excellent. She's great too.
Yes. I've had the pleasure of working with her once.
I think she's worked with most girls in the industry, I believe, is what her. I think that's her claim to fame. She's fucked probably every woman in the industry, I imagine.
Yes.
Or done something to
Actually,
her.
Actually, she never fucked me. She made me fuck her.
Oh, wow. That's
Yeah. It's pretty dirty. She's got
dirty.
A mouth on her, too.
She does have a mouth. That Welsh accent
I love
just comes
that
through.
About her.
It's kind of like, gives me tingles up my spine.
So, where can we find your movie?
My movie right now is sold, I distribute myself. It's sold through my website at my store, which again is at nathanstrauss.com.
And how much is it?
$29.95, I believe.
Hot. So. And a membership to your website, how much would that cost?
That is $19.95.
Because I'm a big pervert.
Yeah. And I like right now, bitches. I'm doing like two updates, but it's definitely going to probably move up to three or four in the next month, I imagine, because I am definitely working more, so I want to put out more. So.
You are working more.
Trying to.
I had a lot of fun working with you. Yeah, I did. It was a very, very cool and different day.
How different is it? I don't know. See, I've never been on a photo shoot before, unless it's my photo shoot, so I really have no idea how photographers work.
Well, the first thing there is that there's not a whole lot of photographers, that it's just the photographer and you in the room.
Okay.
That's
because I just shoot naked. I'm pretty shy.
Sexy.
Is it illegal? No wonder she kind of looked at me. I don't answer the door.
And by the way, he's totally lying. I think you were actually like, I think you had too much clothes on.
Yeah, I probably did. I always did. That parka was too much.
The parka. Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. No more parka.
I was actually a little nervous and excited when I was shooting you because I never worked with you before, and I always want to make sure I make a good impression. So
really?
I
think I'm pretty easy.
Yeah, well, after that, yeah.
That's what I hear. I'm the easiest. Dick thinks I'm difficult, but that's just because...
Well, he's complicated. I'm not that complicated. I kind of... I can go through the world, and I don't know. Everyone's my friend.
He is complicated. It kind of reminds me of working with Austin Powers.
Okay. Is he a bit nutty?
Yeah, he likes me to pretend like I'm a lemur.
A lemur? See, that's an idea. I actually have an idea with that stuff, but I can't tell you about it because I'm gonna shoot it first. Then you can watch it.
No more talks about your future.
I signed that release. Anything I think of in this room now, it becomes yours.
Oh damn. Mine? Thanks. Uh-oh. He's not here.
You can have
he's
it.
He's not here. Who Dick is he? Not sitting to my
He's
left.
Not sitting here right. Writing notes down.
Right, no. So what I gathered from you just in our talks working together and speaking here and in this interview is that you definitely take a much more artistic approach.
Definitely.
On the world of pornography.
I don't care what people call me, a pornographer or if I am. I don't consider myself a pornographer because I don't know if what I do is really pornography.
Mm-hmm.
in the sense of what people define as pornography. I would say more like erotic art and art, you know. It's got naked girls and stuff like that, and there could be some things that are like, you know, penetration and stuff like that, but I think the context of it with pornography, I mean, like I said, I don't really care. I mean, it's really a null question of whether pornography is pornography and what's not. It's everyone, you know, someone's trash is someone else's treasure, and I'm not here to define anybody or have them define me. I really don't care.
You know, well, it's like some people consider me a porn star because I do girl, and then some people don't at all because I don't do anything with guys, so therefore I'm not a porn star. You know what I mean? But I am.
Yeah. Technically speaking. Okay, I'm a pornographer. Damn it, all right, I'm a pornographer.
Technically speaking, I am, but... It's all what you consider. Right.
But in Kansas, I'm a pornographer. In LA, I'm an artist.
Exactly. It's all about perspective.
New York? I don't know what I have in New York.
He's
like Nathan Strauss guy. I love New York, actually. That's more my side of town, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I'm definitely. I'm born in New York, so I definitely.
Do you miss it?
I miss the atmosphere. I like going out at any time of the day, and there's always something going on. I like
that means any time at night.
I'm a fucking you're a Packers fan.
You're
hey, sorry
a
about the playoff,
fan?
Dude. Fucking they right.
Fuck you.
I was behind Eli. I was behind Eli the whole beginning. I was telling people all. I go, all we're gonna do is take Eli, bring him to a New York Jets bar, bring him in there, get him a couple fights, and the guys gonna come out a superstar. That's what happened. And look at us, we're Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I pretty much hate you right now. Yeah, but just so you know, yeah, I'm from Texas, but I'm a Packers fan.
You're a cheesehead.
I'm a total cheesehead. I went to the game at Dallas, where unfortunately it was one of the few games we lost last season.
Yes.
But then again, my boy got injured. He was out most of the game.
Who's your boy?
Mr. Retired Brett Favre is my boy. Yeah. But the funny thing is I've always said that Aaron Rodgers, who is now going to be the quarterback, that he's my boyfriend.
Okay.
So.
he doesn't know this yet, though.
No, he has no idea. He will.
Okay.
Sooner
that's
or later.
Good.
Yeah.
I think projection works very well. You'll be surprised.
I do, too. I do. And I was actually very happy when I was at the Dallas game because I got to see. But yeah, it was me and my little brother. We're both from Texas. At a game in Texas, wearing a cheese head.
Nice.
Yes.
That's the way
to
do it. I like
that. I had my Packers beanie, and we were like rocking it.
Have you ever seen a game in Packers Stadium?
No, because I don't live in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And to get tickets to a Packers game is ridiculous. However, I do have the hookup because when I feature dance, I work in Milwaukee and Juneau, and I have a friend whose dad has season passes.
Well, I think if Packers play the Giants in either your stadium or our stadium, we should definitely try to go. I think that'd be fun.
We should. And so we can arm wrestle. Yell at you
during the game? Do whatever. We beat up each other. That's great.
Okay.
I'm very vocal, and I'm a very vocal football fan.
People get scared when I watch football. I couldn't talk for 2 days.
Yeah. It helps. Being at the game live is so much worse. If I'm not yelling, I'm not doing my part.
As a good fan should. I totally agree. So, wow, I didn't even think that you would be the type to be into football. But I bet you probably didn't think that about me either.
Yeah, you never know. I actually played football in high school.
Did you?
Yeah. See, I was actually kind of a jock. I was a guy who was a jock but who could take photographs, and everyone liked me. I was kind of
I bet you were sexy
I'm
in high school, huh? The girls were after you.
I was shy. I'm shy.
Are you?
Yeah.
You know, I am too. Really bad.
Yeah. I think most photographers are shy. We're kind of introverts.
I think most models aren't.
Yeah, usually they're
exhibitionists. So I think it's kind of strange. Well, it's weird because I'm not shy in my world. Mm-hmm. Here right now, I can talk to you about anything and everything and be fine. But and behind the in front of the camera, I come alive. But if I'm out in public, I don't talk so much.
Yeah, if I'm in big groups, I definitely go into a little. But if I'm like five people, I'm okay.
Well, even if it's okay, if it's five people, if I only know one of those people, I'm quiet.
Mm-hmm.
If I know all five, I'm me. Right.
Or if you're drunk.
Too. But
that's all different. Then I'm on the tables and I'm peeing in the corner or something. I don't know.
Well, Nathan, let's run by your website one more time, just for everybody out there.
It's NathanStrauss.com.
Spell it.
NathanStrauss.com.
Awesome. And you'll be able to find me there soon, Zoe Britton. Or you can always find me on my website, www.zoebrittton.com. And it was a pleasure having you today.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening, everybody, to Hey Julie at julieland.com. Again, I'm Zoe Britton. Bye-bye. What more can you ask for?